Africa's e-mobility sector expands with new technology and infrastructure solutions. East Africa tests electric buses amid rising urban strain. Kenya, the 27th of November 2025. Across East Africa, cities are beginning to explore electric buses as a practical solution to urban congestion, air pollution, and rising fuel costs. While electric mobility remains a small fraction of the region's public transport networks, technological innovation and infrastructure development are making the sector increasingly viable. One of the key challenges for African cities is adapting electric bus technology to local conditions. Unlike conventional diesel buses, electric buses require charging networks, battery management systems, and maintenance capabilities that are often still in early development. Startups and mobility providers are experimenting with solutions ranging from modular battery swaps to locally assembled buses and fleet management software. Kenya and Rwanda have emerged as early adopters. Local companies, including Basigo, have deployed over 100 electric buses across the two countries, collectively covering more than 1.5 million kilometers and transporting over 9 million passengers. While these figures remain modest compared to conventional fleets, they demonstrate the feasibility of integrating electric buses into busy city routes. Each vehicle also offsets around 50 tons of carbon dioxide annually, highlighting the environmental benefits of clean mobility. Investments in charging infrastructure are central to scaling adoption. Developing reliable charging networks, both at depots and on key routes, allows buses to operate efficiently throughout the day. Startups are exploring smart charging systems that optimize energy use and reduce downtime, while government and development finance institutions provide support to expand capacity. French development finance institution Proparco recently announced a strategic investment in Basigo, highlighting the role of external financing in enabling African startups to scale technological solutions. Such funding can help operators expand fleets, build charging stations, and enhance local assembly capabilities, all critical components for reliable electric bus services. Beyond buses themselves, software and fleet management technologies play an increasingly important role. Companies are integrating route optimization, predictive maintenance, and energy management platforms to ensure electric buses meet operational and economic expectations. These systems allow operators to monitor battery health, track energy consumption, and schedule charging without disrupting passenger service. Battery technology remains another area of focus. Startups are evaluating different chemistries, capacities, and modular designs that balance cost, range, and durability. Efficient batteries reduce operating costs, extend vehicle lifespans, and improve the overall viability of electric mobility in African cities, where long daily routes and variable road conditions pose unique challenges. Despite progress, adoption faces hurdles. Infrastructure gaps, high upfront costs, and limited policy incentives constrain growth. Experts argue that addressing these challenges requires collaboration between technology providers, investors, local governments, and public transport operators. Demonstration projects and pilot fleets, such as those in Nairobi and Kigali, serve as proof of concept for broader regional adoption. The African electric mobility sector illustrates how technology and infrastructure can drive sustainable urban solutions. While individual companies like Basigo showcase innovation in locally assembled buses and operational systems, the broader trend points to a growing ecosystem of startups, financiers, and policymakers working together to modernize public transport. As cities continue to grapple with congestion, pollution, and fuel dependency, electric buses supported by robust charging networks, software systems, and battery technology offer a pathway to cleaner and more efficient transport. Africa's e-mobility journey remains in its early stages, but technology and infrastructure investments are laying the groundwork for a scalable and sustainable sector.